Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Market View on Money FM 89.3.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, standing in for finance presenter JP Ong. Now, Singtel shares ended the day 0.4% lower today. That's after the telco heavyweight released its earnings data for financial year 2021, and the figures, as expected, mostly in negative territory. Singtel reported a 93% decline in second half net profit of 88 million Singapore dollars. For the full year, net profit fell 49% on year. Now, Singtel's proposed a final dividend per share of 2.4 Singapore cents, bringing its total dividend per share to 7.5 cents. But the big news in Singtel's strategic move to review two of its key businesses. To find out more, we're joined now by Sachin Mittal, Senior Vice President for Research at DBS. Sachin, welcome to the show.
Very much.
Good to have you with us. So, big numbers there, Sachin. What did you make of the results out from Singtel earlier this morning?
Well, the results and the numbers were weak, no doubt, and so was dividend cut. But as you said, it is what the outlook matters, and that still seems quite good to me. So, I'm keeping my call and my target price unchanged. Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about that, because taking a look at Singtel shares today, they're down 0.4% at $2.45. You recently maintained your buy call with a higher target price of $2.93. That's changed from, I think, your initial call was $2.75. And you said at the time earlier this week that the counter was undervalued. Do you still hold those thoughts? Still undervalued?
Yes, the core business, no doubt, is weak. And we know the factors, not just COVID. I mean, there were some weaknesses even in Australia. I mean, those are unrelated to COVID. But still, even taking into account those weaknesses, the core business is highly undervalued. It is actually 50 to 60% lower than the fair value of the core business. So there is a lot of discount for the core business. That still is the case.
Okay, so let's talk about this outlook and put that 93% second half decline to the side for a minute, because the big news today is that Singtel did announce its new strategic direction. Was that expected? Were there any surprises there for you? I mean, it said that this direction is designed to capture untapped digital growth in the 5G era. What are your thoughts?
I did expect that Singtel will assume, you know, a leadership role in the 5G era. I mean, Singapore, 5G is a capex-intensive technology, but it's kind of something which without which Singapore can't live, right? I mean, Singapore leads in these technologies, so it has to keep that leadership. What was surprising for me is that Singtel came out with more businesses that they want to unlock the value. So they have, for the first time, mentioned some of the infrastructure assets like satellite, your data centers, and your subsea cable as the asset from which they want to unlock value. So that's kind of the most significant surprise from the result.
So how much value could be unlocked here? What kind of number are we looking at for these infrastructure assets?
These assets could be in the ballpark range of $5-6 billion, which is like close to, I would say, 15% of the market cap of the company today. And the question is, investors today are not pricing these assets in the share price. So if I look at Singtel's core business, it is being valued as if it doesn't possess any infrastructure assets. You know, it is trading at close to 3 to 4 times EV/EBITDA, which is what any telco without these assets will command. So the value of the assets is not being reflected in the core business.
We're speaking with Sachin Mittal, Senior Vice President, Research at DBS. And I believe, Sachin, earlier today that Singtel's group CEO also said that the telco is encouraged by Airtel's strong performance in India and Africa, although a resurgence of the pandemic continues to cast a shadow. And you mentioned that earlier on in the interview. So what are you going to be looking out from Singtel's regional associates going forward?
Yes, I mean, Bharti is the key driver for associate growth. They have turned profitable in the last quarter, and we know that they have been on and off for quite some time. Their EBITDA was going up, but their profit contribution wasn't getting positive. But ultimately, they have contributed positively, and they will be adding growth. Bharti will be the key driver of growth for Singtel in this current year. I mean, those pandemic is, I mean, there could be one or two quarters whereby pandemic could have an impact on performance of Bharti. There's no doubt, because no telco will want to raise pricing during the pandemic, and there could be some softness in ARPU. But that, I think, is a question of one or two quarters. Doesn't really concern me.
And you mentioned 5G earlier as well, and another aspect of the group's new strategic direction includes plans to leverage its 5G leadership to reinvigorate its core consumer and enterprise businesses, and also to develop new growth engines in ICT and digital services. And I believe Singtel hopes, mentioned earlier, to capture the digital ASEAN growth opportunity and aims to create multi-local digital ecosystems in each market. For instance, here in Singapore, Singtel's entered into a joint venture with Grab for the digital full bank license awarded by the Monetary Authority of Singapore last year. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think firstly, when you talk about the first thing, which is ICT business, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what exactly, if I look at the carriage business, the telco carriage business versus ICT business, I think ICT business is the more exciting part, because ultimately, if you can build and integrate the software which enterprises need, that's what will differentiate in someone like Singtel from a traditional carriage, a traditional telco. And that's where I think they're trying to expand NCF beyond Singapore government business into regional private businesses, right? And that's what they're trying to do. On the second question on the Grab Singtel, this is something, it will take 3-4 years of time to reflect, to kind of show some results and see positive results in terms of profit contribution. This is something, it's an important milestone for Singtel, because they're venturing into a different industry. And Singtel's name will be helpful for people who want to, you know, for the JV to secure deposits, you know, because reality is that most new economy firms, they are not profitable. And you want to place your deposit in a, you know, in a bank who's going to be there for a long time. In that sense, the Singtel's name, Grab, is a good addition. And we hope it will take 3-4 years' time for this venture to be profitable.
So, Sachin, how would you describe Singtel or Singtel's evolution following today's announcement on the back of earnings?
Well, there are two or three things I want to highlight. Firstly, Singtel almost lost all of its profit in Australia in the last year, which is almost $400 million of profit they had lost. So the question is, that kind of tells me it's a kind of bottom here for Singtel's Australia business. Difficult to imagine that it can go further south from here, you know, in the Australia side. Things are looking to stabilize in Australia, especially after they have raised pricing for the SIM-only plans in the month of May. And operationally, their mobile business is improving quarter by quarter. So that seems to be on track. Singapore, I think, our borders are still closed. So that kind of casts a shadow. And there could be a minor dip or a small erosion in profitability in the Singapore business. But ultimately, the thinking is, now we have 4 years of earnings decline at Singtel, four successive years of earnings decline, and we are expecting, finally, it should turn around this year, and that is on the back of Bharti. We have to hope for the best.
So taking a look at what's been announced today, we've got the unlocking of value from these infrastructure assets, this 5G focus. What kind of impact do you see all of this having in the interim term on perhaps the next report card we see from the telco?
I think the first business that they are looking to partially divest is their Optus Tower business.
Mm-hmm.
They have kickstarted the process as per media reports. And then that should be the first business. And just to let you know, if you think that they are selling these businesses, that's not true. These businesses command quite high valuation than a telco business, you know, probably 3 to 4 times higher valuation multiple than a telco business, for a reason that they have more regular cash flow generation and there's a higher visibility of growth. So Singtel, in some of these businesses, Singtel will be partially divesting the stake and bring in a partner, and hopefully not only improve the valuation of these businesses, also improve the operational efficiencies of these businesses when you get a strategic investor in these businesses. So the idea is that there are many businesses which we have mentioned, right? Whether the subsea cable, whether the data centers, the towers, all these businesses can, is there a scope to improve the efficiency of these businesses? Answer is yes. Is there a scope to get a better value of these businesses in Singtel's share price? Answer is yes. So I think Singtel is working on both these agendas.
Wonderful. Well, Sachin, thank you so much for sharing all of your insights with us today in that analysis.
Okay, thank you very much, Andrea.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Sachin Mittal, Senior Vice President Research at DBS. This is Money FM 89.3.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.